Going to tell you a story about a little creature who visited Earth in a flying saucer. You be the little creature and do all the things he does whenever you hear the electronic music.
In one corner there was a white bird, in another there was a bright yellow ball, and everything else was sky blue. And then there appeared a tiny speck right in the middle. This speck grew and grew until it looked like a flat moon. Then it grew even larger and settled gently on a patch of soft sand in a playground.
A little door opened in the flat moon, and out stepped a tiny creature who sparkled with so many bright colors that he seemed to constantly change his shape. One instant, he looked very short and round. Another instant, he was long and thin, then flat and low, then wiggly all over.
Children who had been swinging on the swings and filling pails with sand stopped to look. The little creature began spinning around quickly. But even as he turned, it seemed as if he had two eyes which kept looking at the children.
And then the little creature fell down. He lay on the sand, still changing his shape, sometimes wiggling, sometimes curling into a ball, sometimes spreading himself wide all over.
Immediately, two children ran over to help the little creature to his feet, but they couldn't find his feet. It was even impossible to hold his hands because they were always changing shape.
Some of the children began laughing. Then they all laughed, but soon they stopped. Because the little creature, who was shaking very slightly, seemed to float gently up to a position which, had he really legs at all, would have been standing.
Then another child laughed. And for the first time, the little creature made a sound. It was...
And then he began bouncing like a rubber ball all over the playground, laughing as he bounced. The children bounced right after him.
Soon the children became exhausted, and one by one they sat down to rest. The little creature stood still and just shimmered and shook gently. Then, like a slow-motion movie running in reverse, he moved back into the flat moon which had brought him to Earth.
On his lips, if they were lips, remained something which looked like a smile.
There was a beautiful sound as the flat moon began to float up, way up into the sky. Soon it was a tiny speck, And there was nothing else in the blue patch but a white bird in one corner and a bright red ball in the other.
It is very important to hear the laughter of children.
Wow, that was fantastic.